I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Still some isolated showers and thunderstorms through this morning, but we'll see a clearing sky today and a high of 87. Governor Bruce Rauner says he's helping another state's bid to host Amazon's second headquarters. The Seattle-based online retailer is building a second headquarters for 50,000 employees. Cities all over the country, including Chicago, are bidding for the chance to get that headquarters. Governor Rauner says he is involved in Chicago's bid, but also St. Louis's.
Chicago is clearly the more important, but we've got to make sure that we're positioned to benefit Illinois if St. Louis ends up being very competitive.
Rauner says a team of representatives from Chicago and Illinois will meet with Amazon executives later today. New poverty numbers show Illinois is still worse than the national average. Maureen McKinney takes a closer look.
The poverty rate is down nationally and in Illinois, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. But there's a caveat.
Well, as a nation, we have caught up with where we were pre-recession. As a state, we have not.
That's Amy Reinell, who is head of the research unit of the Heartland Alliance. The Chicago-based group studies poverty. For 2016, the poverty rate in Illinois is 13%. Illinois' poverty rate also exceeds the national rate of 12.7%. Reinell says she believes part of the reason the state is not improving its poverty numbers at the same pace as the rest of the country is because of the budget crisis. I'm Maureen McKinney.
A central Illinois U.S. representative wants to pass an immigration bill that protects so-called dreamers, those immigrants who were brought to the United States without documentation at an early age. Republican Rodney Davis says he's a part of a group, or he wants the group that's been protected by former President Obama's DACA program to continue being protected. President Donald Trump announced last month that he would phase out the program and challenged Congress to come up with a replacement. Representative Davis says he looks forward to lawmakers coming up with a bill.
Nobody who has been brought to this country at a young age through no fault of their own, who knows no other country, should ever have to worry about being sent to a country they've never been to.
Davis says the Obama administration's DACA rule wasn't an executive order, just a directive to Homeland Security. The Taylorville Republican predicts bipartisan congressional action will come up with legislation that helps protect DACA recipients. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration says the amount of methamphetamine coming into southern Illinois is on the rise, and it has been for the past 5 to 10 years. DEA agent Doug Dorley tells the Belleville News Democrat the region has become a prime destination for Mexican drug cartels, bringing cheaper, higher quality crystal methamphetamine into the United States. We're going to see a clearing sky today and a high near 87 degrees. I'm Jennifer Fuller.